Now the curtain rises on the second act of O'Halloran's Luck, starring James Stewart as the Leprechaun, John Lund as O'Halloran, and Gloria De Haven as Molly, and featuring Una O'Connor as Mrs. Malone, Tom Scott as the foot singer.
And the boss comes along and he says, "Keep still and come down heavy on the cast iron drill, and drill, you tell you, is drill. Drill, you tell you, is drill. But it's work all day for the sugar you take down behind the railway, and drill, you tell you, is drill. And blast and file and work and slide."
Fixer, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. How am I going to explain you to the foreman?
Well, can't you tell him I'm your Uncle Mike from Bally James Duff?
Well, that won't help you to stay on if you don't work. Everybody works in America.
I told you it was an immoral country.
Hush, hush. Who's there?
Never mind who's here. Who's there?
Only me and me Uncle Mike.
Is that so? Well, open up. No freeloading relations stop in this camp.
Good day to you, Kelly. Me Uncle Mike here wants to work. Could you give him a job?
Well, so this is Uncle Mike, and he wants a job.
Yes, on the other hand, no.
We thought he might make a water boy.
Water boy? How old might he be?
Well, I might be just turned 13.
13 what? Be gob, it might be centuries.
Ah, have a care, Kelly. There's many a true word spoken by mistake, you know.
You keep your clever Alice's for them that like them. If you want to stop here, you'd better be on the job. 6 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning.
He'll be there.
You'd better turn in now. It's late. Did anybody see me watch? I'd have sworn I had it with me when I came.
Why no, Mr. Kelly. At least...
I suppose not. Maybe I'd better look in the office. I don't understand it at all.
That's right. Take a good look in the office. Did you hear him? He called me a boy. That was bad enough. But when he adds water to it...
Fixer, have you got a watch?
No. No, Shaneen.
That's funny. I thought I heard a watch, and I haven't got one. Sure, I'd have believed.
Yeah, that's right, my dear man. Go on believing, and we'll do fine.
Mr. Kelly, is it true what they say? Did you lose your watch?
Yes, O'Hagan, did you find one?
No, but I lost a pair of moleskin trousers.
Your trousers?
Vanished they are. It's very awkward.
There's thieving and rascality around this camp, O'Hagan. That's what's wrong with it. Burke says he's missing a gold tooth.
Listen to that now. And where did he have it?
Where the devil do you think he'd have it? In his jaw.
But I only said that...
What I say is this. There's funny business going on, and it better stop. All right, boys. Draw your tools or draw no rations. 10 minutes to get down to the line.
Hustle, bustle, America.
Excuse me, mister. My name's O'Hagan.
Oh?
I lost me moleskin trousers lately, and you might say that pair you're wearing puts me in mind of them.
Is that so now? Were there any identifying features to your pants?
No, but they had a sentimental value. Well, I'm sorry to have troubled you. Good morning.
Mick, hurry up. If we're not on the job, we'll get the sack.
Devil a bit will I hurry, John Timothy. It's against my hereditary constitution. I'm telling you, it's noble blood that used to flow in these veins. And I with the finest castle in Leinster to live in till St. Patrick came over the water with his new ways. It was him that started all the trouble.
Now, don't you speak against St. Patrick.
I'm not speaking a word against him, even though he did put a curse on me.
A curse on you? How was that?
I'm telling you, Amitai. Fixer, he says to me, I'm bringing new ways to Ireland. Get down on your knees and let's have a bit of a prayer. Get down on my knees, say I. What would I be getting down on my knees when God gave me a good pair of feet? That's unnatural, says I. Fixer, says he, you're as behind the times as a pagan leprechaun. And until you learn better, I'll put the curse on you, says he. You'll be a leprechaun itself.
Is that how you came to be the way you are?
That's how it was.
Hmm.
And that's how it will be, so he said, till I'm humbled. Mm-hmm. By his directions, I'm to serve the folks of Clonmelly till the day when I serve the servant of a servant in the land at world's end. That's where I was trying to go on the boat from Galway.
Ah, it is a hard riddle, surely.
Well, it's no riddle to... It's nothing to me now. I've bested him on his first command, for in this country I'm free from Clonmelly forever.
You are not. I am from Clonmelly.
Ah. Oh, you are. Oh, the twister. Oh, to land me with another. I'm worse off now than ever. For how will I ever find the servant of a servant in a place the like of this, where every man is his own, and there are no servants at all? And besides, to find myself with Clonmelly men ordering me around.
Oh, come on to the job, Mick. Tis a poor sort of Clonmelly man that's arguing around here. I'm worthless without Molly. Tis only black and bitter thoughts I carry with me over this prairie.
Been a-working on the railroad, been a-working on the track, and all I got to show for it is the muscles in me back. And it looks like I'm never gonna see my wandering. Been a-wandering early, wandering late, Boston town to the Golden Gate. And it looks like I'm never gonna see my wandering.
Hey, that's a bitter idea for a song, wondering. We'll all be wondering soon, for that railroad will never get beyond a mile from here.
What do you mean? Why not?
Because there's water there, you gum. Water under the sod. Sure, the track will sink as soon as it's laid.
How do you know this?
I can smell the water. It's a thing I never liked at all, either in a mug or in my bath.
Holy St. Joseph. If that's the truth, I ought to tell the engineer.
And what for? A delay? That's all it'll be till they find the hard ground half a mile to the south. So, let you begin the delay at once by taking a rest.
I'm off to see him. Begob, this ought to mean promotion. I'm off this very minute. Wait here, Fixer.
A promotion? Ah, there's a rascally Boston. To use me confidence in a way like that.
What do you say, Underground Springs? Where?
Right ahead, Mr. Atwood. I thought I'd better warn you.
How the deuce do you know? Are you a patrologist?
Oh, no, sir. An O'Halloran.
Oh, I remember you. You're one of the procrastinators on this job.
Oh, now there's a thing to call a decent man.
O'Halloran, are you suggesting I haven't taken a proper survey?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Well, maybe we did hurry a bit here, but still... O'Hagan, Carmichael, get your shovels. We're going to dig a hole or two. What? By Jiminy, you've got half the Atlantic Ocean here. This'll want a ship, not a railroad.
Ah, that's water, all right. It's wet.
Wet? Huh. O'Hagan, gather up your tools and go back. We'll have to change the direction of the line.
Well, I only said it was wet. Now, what's wrong with that?
O'Halloran.
Yes, sir, here I am.
O'Halloran, you were right. You've saved the company a lot of time and money. How would you like to be foreman of a gang?
Oh, I'd like it well, sir.
Then you can boss a new gang alongside of Kelly's. Yes, I like a man to use his head.
Can I bring my uncle along with me?
Can he smell water, too?
I'll tell you no lie, sir. His smell is powerful.
Foreman, is it? Well, maybe there's something to being a foreman. Finnegan, get to work. Hooley, pick up the shovel. Yeah.
The fool of the family, they used to call me. And now I'm in charge of a gang that's building the great line that men and women will be riding before long. Oh, I'd like to see Molly's face now. She heard what I was.
Molly? Oh, yes. Oh, the girlie of yours in Boston. Oh, yes.
I wish she was mine. Oh, Molly, what's happening to you now? Is that horse car conductor telling you yarns and sleuthering you with lies?
Well, if that's what you want to know, it's easy to see. You've got another bottle. Let's take a look.
No, no, no. I've changed my mind. I'd be afeard of what I'd do if I found out I was right.
Ah, you've no spirit, man. Here, I'll take a look myself. By the hokey.
Will you leave it alone?
Look at that. Well, there's two queer-looking fellas in clothes the like of which I've never seen before. And they have a contraption with a running belt and hammers on a wheel and steam pouring out of the back. What is it at all?
Look here, young man. You realize, of course, there's nothing new in this apparatus. You may be called Thomas Alva Edison, but the same thing was tried before by a fellow named of Leonardo da Vinci, although I don't believe he could get a patent.
Thomas Alva Edison? I wonder who he is. Ah, but the other fellow's right all the same. Nothing like that would ever work. Or would it now?
Will you lay down that bottle and shut up? Go out and do some work for a change. I'm foreman here now. Go and help them lay ties.
Lay ties? Me? You're not serious, Johnny.
I am. All you're good for is to make me see things and other people miss things, and both of them crooked.
Ah. Hey, so that's how I'm appreciated. All right. I know when I'm wanted, and when I'm not, I'll go lay ties. If that's all I mean to you, I'll go and lay ties.
Oh, that black mood is coming on me again.
Well, Halloran, I'm disappointed in you. With 700 ties to be laid, I find you sitting here idle in the mess shack.
I'm sorry, Mr. Atwood.
Take a look at Kelly. There's his gang at work outside the window. Hello, Kelly. How are you doing?
As well as we can, sir. It's heavy work.
I know it is. Congratulations, Kelly. There you are, O'Halloran, you see. Now, where's your gang?
Out on the other side.
Over here? Just I thought. Not a man on his legs. Everybody sitting around smoking. This has got to be stopped. Why aren't you men... what's that? Who's unloading those rails? What's happening?
Let me see, sir.
Look, it's some sort of a machine laying ties automatically. What speed? It's got two jointed baffle lines or regurgitating gear, and smoke comes out of its artifacts.
Well, I'll be...
Johnny! Johnny, old Johnny!
Yes, Fixer?
That Edison fella, he was right after all!
What was that about?
Oh, nothing, sir. You were saying?
O'Halloran, I apologize. It's magnificent, O'Halloran. You're a genius, O'Halloran. Genius, that's what you are, genius.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Of course, my Uncle Mike helped me a bit, too.
Your Uncle Mike? Not him.
Oh, he's brighter than you think, sir. Shall I have him up to speak to you?
Not on your life. The last time I spoke to him was the last time I saw my cufflinks. Mind, I make no charges. But you, O'Halloran, how about my making you section superintendent?
I love my love, and well he knows. I love the ground whereon he goes. If he on earth no more I see, my life will quickly to the river to mourn, to weep. But satisfied I ne'er can sleep. I'll write him a note in a few little lines. I'll suffer death 10,000 times.
What's on you at all this morning, girl? You've had your eye on me like a cat.
What did you tear up, Ma? You tore something up and you threw the pieces in the stove. I saw you do it. Was it a letter? Another of his letters I never got.
Oh, that now. I'm sure that was only a... No, it was only a handbill. You're still dreaming of that day labor, aren't you? Now, I told you 10 times he's dead and lost in the Wild West.
Yes, you've told me, Ma. 10 times.
Oh, and you're still doubting it. Hasn't Aloysius Sullivan heard it, too, from another driver? Now, Johnny O'Halloran fell in a river when he was eating the alligators.
Now, don't say that. I'm begging you.
Do you doubt Aloysius Sullivan? Oh, him that's the soul of truth. I ain't a Cork man, too.
I don't want to hear any more, Ma.
Now, that's 3 times that you've been postponing the wedding with Aloysius. And did you want to go on scrubbing floors all the rest of your life?
Oh, leave me alone. Please leave me alone. I'd rather scrub floors and be in service than be married to that big boss tune that drives the horse coach. Oh, Johnny. Oh, Johnny O'Halloran. Why did you ever leave me to go seeking misfortune by yourself?
Did you hear that, Fixer? Me own Molly, scrubbing floors. And that old devil has torn up me letters.
She's a servant. That's what she said, in service. O'Halloran. Are you going to leave the poor girl crying her eyes out for you in Boston?
Well, what can I do?
What can you do? What you can do is leave for Boston at once.
Leave now without having made me fortune? What's come over you? You're so anxious for me to go. I thought you were against women altogether.
It's love has changed me mind. Love, O'Halloran. Beautiful, wonderful love.
Huh. It's not love that's stirring your flinty heart. I can tell that without studying the catechism.
You heartless, thankless gum. You're going to Boston now, and I'm going along with you.
You with me. I thought as much.
We pause now for station identification.